to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, your host, Ben Martin from www.benmartin-music.com. In this episode, we are talking flat picking and specifically bluegrass flat picking. I'm going to show you a couple of licks that I love to play over a couple of different chords. Now for this, make sure you grab your guitar, make sure it's tuned to standard tuning and that you have a pick with you. Now the first thing I'm going to talk about is how to hold the pick, because something that I've noticed that some friends of mine that have been playing guitar for a lot of years and students of mine still do in probably not the best way. So the way that I like to hold the pick is I like to have a very small amount of the pick visible. I hold it on my picking hand between my first finger and my thumb. And I have my first finger and my thumb slightly set apart from each other. So that means almost like if you were making a heart shape with your thumb and your first finger, and then you slip the pick in between. Now this will give you the most control over your pick playing. If you have more than two fingers on your pick, i.e. three fingers, four fingers, some people even have five fingers all on the pick at the same time, it really restricts the movement that you can have with your wrist. And at the same time, it stops you being able to add in extra finger picking with your second, third, and fourth finger in case we need it. So make sure that you have your pick between just the finger and the thumb and just a small amount of the pick showing. Now, I'm going to play you two bluegrass licks and then I'm going to talk you through how to play them yourself. The first one sounds like this. The second one sounds like this. Now these are both resolving to a G chord. The first one moving from this kind of D to a G, and the second one moving from a more regular D to a G. So these are really useful licks you can throw into any song that's in the key of G, using both the G major chord and the D major chord. So the first one, this. Let's start off by making the first shape. So the first thing we're going to do is put your first finger on fret 2 of the B string, string 2. And then your third finger on fret 4 on the fourth string, the D string. So we have these two together. And what we're going to do is we're going to play these two. With a pick, we're going to strum these three strings. And if you think that sounds unusual, or it sounds kind of weird or wrong, you're correct. So what we're going to do is we're going to resolve this by sliding it up one fret as we strum. And then we're going to continue with the strumming pattern when we get to the desired notes. We're going to slide it up one. So, one and two. And it doesn't matter if you hit that extra note in there, the bottom string, doesn't matter. Just make sure you're holding your pick nice and light. Then what we're going to do, the little riff here, we're going to put our little finger on fret 6 of the third string. We're going to play 6 to 5, little finger to third. And then we're going to play third string open. And then this part, we're going to hammer on from open to 3 and 3 to 4. So that might take a little bit of practice to be able to hammer on nice and clearly with your fretting hand. I'm only hitting that once with the pick, so. And that last note there is the fret 5 on the fourth string, so. So we have 6, 5, 0, 3, 4, upper string 5. So let's try this part together. Nice. And then the last part here is a little bit more of a hammer-on. On the fourth string, we're going to go 0 to 3, hammer-on. And then third string open. And then back on the fourth string, 0, 2. Third string open, and then just a G chord. That last bit there. So we have the whole lick. And at the end, sometimes you can hear me playing the bass note and then the rest of the chord. So that's hitting the sixth string and then. Okay, the second lick that we're going to look at starts on a regular D chord. What we're going to do is, again, just like the one before, we're going to make the regular D chord and then put it back one fret, and then we're going to slide into it like this. A lot of country stuff, we hear that kind of dissonant to resolving slide. And then again, hit the chord. And then on the third string, we're going to play. So on the third string, that's going to be 4 to 2, 0. Okay, so the 2 to 0 is a pull-off. So 4. And then we're going to have a hammer-on on the fourth string, 0 to 4. Third string open. Then we're going to go back onto the fourth string. 4 2 0. So we have. And then just to finish it off, on the fifth string, we're going to go 3 2 0 and then end on the sixth string, fret 3 on G. So this is fifth string and then G. Then hit the chord. So that last bit. So that's. So if I count down, we're going to go 4 2 0 0 4 2 0 3 2 0 3. So all together with the chord at the beginning, remember, slide into the D. Let's just try those two a little bit faster. So back to the first one. 1 2 3 4. And the second one. So really fun licks to start playing. Make sure when you're picking this that you're doing alternate picking, always down, up, down, up. I'm going to do them one more time, nice and slowly, in case you need to play along slowly. So, the first one again. And the second one slowly. Okay, and there we have it. Don't forget to head over to benmartin-music.com to download any of the PDF tabs that are on the website, to check out the short courses, to listen to any of the previous episodes. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please leave a review, preferably 5 stars, because that will really help me get these free lessons to more people. We're going to see if we can complete a whole another year of Blues Guitar Show podcasts. So if there's anything that you would particularly like to know or like to ask, you can email me, benmartinmusic@live.co.uk. That's benmartinmusic, all one word, @live.co.uk. And I'll see you in the next one. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple 3-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck 3 notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.